There was a couple of announcements that occurred recently, one from Facebook and one from Zendesk, that although aren't often thought of for different reasons as enterprise cloud vendors, they're certainly both making plays to get there and the ways in which they can, right? And so I want to talk first about Facebook. So recently at Flow 2019, which is their annual conference, Facebook announced they're launching a new app, which is going to allow Workplace by Facebook, right? And the users that have adopted that within organizations to make calls and conduct video chat through Facebook's portal product. Okay, so that's really the announcement. I'll get to another announcement that was also part of this that's interesting. But the key is Workplace by Facebook is leveraging Portal, their portal device, as a way to get workplace adoption. The other way to look at it is that Workplace by Facebook, which is getting into enterprises, enterprises over the years like Walmart and Starbucks and Campbell Soup and Petco and Delta Airlines, right? Some big name companies, which is pretty impressive since Workplace has only been being in the market since about 2016. They're trying to find ways to perhaps also land Portal, their Portal device, their product, within enterprises as well, right? So you have to look at it from both sides. But ultimately, it's the unification of Workplace and Portal that's most interesting. It's the thought process behind this that Facebook is clearly taking to continue to find ways to get inside of enterprises. Right? Other ways in which they can grow their base of workplace users that are paid. Obviously, you get into an enterprise, the volume that comes with that is significant, right? So yes, it's about revenue, obviously. Of course, I would look at this as any enterprise that they're currently getting in and landing workplace, and by the way, landing portal, should they get there as they move forward. These enterprises are obviously going to demand deep discounting to get their business. So you have to think about it that way. But it's more about the long haul, the long run. And Facebook is very much aware of this, right? They've jumped 1 million paid users since February, right? So they're at 3 million right now, which is impressive, right? It's noteworthy. That's obviously something to be paying attention to. But it's very important to understand this. Facebook has the means, the money, should they want to put more energy and effort, both in people, resources, product development, enhancements to the solutions, to find ways to land and to grab more enterprise customers like Walmart, Starbucks, etc. The other thing they did, as they're trying to compete with the Microsofts of the world, right? Because if they're going to get workplace adoption, that effectively means that that enterprise decided to move away from or not go to Teams, Microsoft's solution, competing solution, or not give an opportunity to Slack, who's aggressively going into this space as the up-and-coming, new product, right? To challenge Teams with the differentiations that the way that they do. But Facebook is also smart because they also announced and they're rolling out functionality that resonates with the deskless, and they even call them the frontline workers, right? So why does that sound familiar? Well, that's exactly out of Microsoft's playbook, Microsoft Office 365, F1, F stands for frontline. They understand that there's a whole community within these organizations, within these enterprises, there's a user community that are deskless, right? They're aware of that. They also understand that a lot of these enterprises have not made digital investments or given digital tools to these resources. They understand that a large portion of this workforce is made up of millennials. It's the same reason why Google goes after these users to try to get an opportunity from the bottom up into these enterprises, that Google has brand, Google has usage. Well, Facebook does as well. And so Facebook is smart. Facebook is starting to add and adopt and modify their solutions so that they can provide functionality that resonates not only with the users themselves, but with the enterprises, right? They even came up with a first line plan. It's $1.50 per user per month, right? So if you think about their other the other options that they sell, the other options that are available, that's a lower price point. It's smart, right? $4 per user for the advanced plan, $8 for the enterprise plan for workplace, okay? The cost profile, the functionality mapping to users, that's a very smart move. So when Facebook is going after the enterprise, it's not just about portal and unifying workplace and the workplace app to go onto portal and getting the usage around that and the selling about the functionality associated with the two combined. It's also about modifying, adjusting, and accommodating those first-line, desk-line workers to go from the bottom up, just like Google's doing. And so I fully expect Facebook to continue to put energy and effort into their pursuits of landing more enterprise customers. You know, I get the chance to talk to many enterprises as part of my day-to-day and conversations that I have with them around Microsoft and Teams often lead to conversations about Google and Google Hangouts. And of late, conversations about workplace, conversations about Slack. And it's these conversations, it's a mindset change that I'm starting to see, which is why I believe you very much have to pay attention to, if you're Microsoft, the Facebooks of the world. And when you start thinking about devices, and you start thinking about Microsoft's focus on utilizing Surface, right? And their Surface Hub, and their Surface Earbuds. They're thinking about devices and hardwares and products as well as ways to continue to extend themselves within organizations. So it only makes sense that Facebook is going to do the same and take the same exact approach. So I fully expect this to continue. It's not going to be enough if you're in a procurement role to just mention Facebook. You obviously have to be able to have IT in business interest and buy-in, because Microsoft will sniff that out and understand that. But it's very important to continue to consider. And if you are at that place, now navigating both with Microsoft in this example and Facebook appropriately, because again, as we talked about before, it's not enough to get over that first hurdle. It's how you navigate the evaluation. It's how you navigate the ensuing negotiations that are ultimately going to play out in the longer term. Now, the next vendor and last vendor I want to cover for today is Zendesk. And I've talked a lot about them. I'm seeing a lot of things. They're absolutely getting opportunities within large enterprises themselves as well. You know, and that's starting to bear out, but they're not quite there yet, right? It would not be a fair thing to say they are a truly an enterprise cloud vendor, right? Roughly, they have about 14,500 enterprise customers. 40% of their revenue comes from enterprises. If you just extrapolate based on the numbers that they have reported, that's about $320 million of that run rate that they have is coming from enterprises. So it's nothing to kind of gloss over, but and there's definitely been growth there. But the thing I want to talk about, it's the focus. It's the products that they've been releasing that clearly show that North Star goal of continuing to find ways to better compete with Salesforce, right? A strong, predominant, well-established cloud vendor. And so when they roll out new products like they've been doing and that they just recently did, you look at the products themselves and you see that these products are being rolled out or they're acquiring products and modifying and integrating into their solution set that are mapping to known enterprise needs. And so first, the first product that was announced was the API-based platform Sunshine Conversations, right? Sunshine Conversations extends Sunshine, which is Zendesk's CRM platform, which, by the way, is built on AWS. And the way to look at this is that Sunshine Conversations, it lets consumers make payments, browse products, book reservations, and their preferred messaging system. Now, see, that's the key component to this. It's not just an extension of their product that competes directly with Salesforce, right, which is an indicator of what they're focused on. It's the fact that they're releasing products, functionality that effectively removes friction, right? Allowing this functionality on their preferred messaging systems is smart, because one of the biggest challenges that a Zendesk has when they approach these big vendors, besides the fact that they're going to try to displace or take a portion of Salesforce's already established business there, is that they get a lot of pushback around friction, around integration, around why is this going to be an easier way to go about it. If it's not easy, it's tough to have the conversation to affect change. It's like anything else in life. We all get excited about going on a diet and losing weight as a New Year's resolution. And then people go to the gym. But then what happens is people figure out it's not easy. And when things are not easy, it's tough to make change. And so when Zendesk is making these extensions, you look at the extensions, they're making it easier for enterprises to adopt and use. That's important to pay attention to. The other product that was recently announced and made its debut is Gather. Okay, so Zendesk Gather. And the key here is the product was produced so that their customers, hopefully enterprises in their mind, are going to have a better way to provide customer support through online forums on their websites, right? And so let's think about that. Customer support, right? This is focused on improving customer support for their customers. So let's think about this. Customer experience, customer support. These are all areas right now that are top line issues for the leaders and the executives that are running these organizations, these enterprises they're trying to sell into. Right? The customer experience. It's the reason why Service Cloud within Salesforce is now going to eclipse Sales Cloud in revenue. It's the area that enterprises are focused on. And so it makes sense that Zendesk is launching products like Gather that are focused on improving the customer experience. They understand that that will resonate. They understand that if dollars are going to be released for functionality, investments in, tied to customer experience, are going to have an easier path to getting approved. And so I continue to expect Zendesk to roll out new products, make acquisitions, to focus on products as we look at them as, obviously these are valuable for small businesses as well, but I continue to focus and see the fact that Zendesk is getting these same opportunities, maybe not as many or as large of customers, but they're going to continue to roll out new products, make acquisitions. I fully understand and believe this. Now, the bottom line, though, is this. For Zendesk, they don't have the same means and resources that Facebook did, which I covered a minute ago, right? So they got to be smart about it. They got to be, you know, they got to make right decisions. There's more pressure on their go-to-market. They have to have that David versus Goliath type of mentality to win that business. Now, of course, I've been talking about this for a while. I also believe Zendesk, or the products that they sell, could ultimately have a better shot to enter enterprises through an acquisition. And what I mean by that is not an acquired company that Zendesk or product that they'll acquire. I mean Google Cloud coming in and buying Zendesk and continuing to roll it into their portfolio as they build their machine and the dollars behind it to get into enterprises. So again, paying attention to both. It's actually really refreshing. I like talking about Facebook or Workplace. I like talking about Zendesk. We're talking about enterprise cloud because often we start talking about the Microsofts, the SAPs, the Salesforces, the ServiceNows. And it's great to see, because it's good for everybody, that vendors like a Facebook and vendors like a Zendesk are truly becoming, or trying to become, which is sometimes more important, true enterprise cloud vendors.